Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, white tea. So, in the processing methods of tea which have been invented so far, white tea is when you pick the leaf from the tree, you wither it to reduce water content, and then you dry it out. So fundamentally, it's a pretty simple process compared to some of the other tea types. Now, sometimes white teas are really expensive, and the lion's share of those costs of white tea comes from the type of leaf being picked, such as the bud versus the old leaves. But other factors which will no doubt influence this price are an area's fame, producer's fame, or even the tea shop's fame, picking season of the tea, so spring being more sought after than summer, better than fall, and then the variety of the tea that's being grown to make it. And then after all of that said and done, the sorting process at the end where broken leaves are picked out, undesirable pickings are taken away, etc., if that happens. So in the classical definition of white tea in China, there are four types. You have silver needles right at the top. They're called yinshen, and they consist of only the unopened buds. There is then white peony or baimudan, which is the unopened bud plus maybe one or two leaves, one being a higher quality than two. Then there is gongmei and shoumei, which use more mature leaves, and they're pretty similar in how they're made, but shoumei is picked a little bit later in the year, and it's considered the lowest grade of white tea. So after the picking these leaves, they're put onto tables, and they wither. They lose water. And this process is pretty much the same as what would happen if the tea bush went through a dry spell or a drought. So upon detaching the leaf from the bush, the leaf gets an emergency signal from a hormone that's called abscisic acid. And this instructs the leaf to close up its pores and to conserve its remaining water. So it's the interaction between the cellular compounds during this time when white teas develop most of their distinctive aromas. The drying process, which follows the withering, is not really all that hot, so there are enzymes which can oxidize the tea leaf, and they're not really killed or destroyed or inhibited. They can't really do their work because the leaf is dry. And so if you store your white teas in a suitably humid environment, they will slowly improve over time or change. Most people say it's an improvement, though. Those aged white teas are often very celebrated finds for any connoisseur if you see them in a shop. And the general consensus is they taste at their best at least 7 years after they've been made into tea. So now that the processing is cleared up, we can talk about the specific pickings. So the youngest leaves, the buds, they have the fewest compounds in them, and the highest amounts of caffeine and theanine, and thus they showcase a strong sense of purity and sweetness in the resulting cup of tea. Now, the older leaves are no doubt more complex, but with that complexity also comes negative aspects, such as sourness, bitterness, and astringency. And this is no doubt why many tea drinkers prefer to drink a white tea which contains buds and leaves, such as baimudan, because it strikes a balance between purity and complexity, where silver needles and shoumei kind of lack on their own. Silver needles are covered by what appear to be small white hairs. That's how they get their name. These hairs are called trichomes. They can also be called the downy fur or white picot, and they play several important roles for the tea leaf as it grows, all of which impact the aromas of the finished tea. So they hold the tea's essential oils in place. They maintain the moisture in the bud during the growing season, and they shield it from ultraviolet light and insect damage to some degree. These hairs eventually fall off, though, as the tea leaf matures. So seeing a leaf with trichomes is a good indication that the leaf material is young, therefore of better quality. And although this is going a little bit on a tangent, those white hairs can oxidize, and they can turn a golden-orange color, which in the case of a black tea is why they are referred to as orange pekoe. I am of the opinion that basically the more of these trichomes in the tea, the better. I found that in the case of black tea and white tea specifically, though, 50 to 60% of the tea, if that has the trichomes, it'll end up tasting the best. So you can say the same thing about Chinese green tea and Indian first flushed Darjeelings as well. But you know, you don't really see trichomes or anything in Japanese teas. So if you would like to learn a little bit more about silver needles or Mudan teas, please consider checking out the product descriptions of those teas in my shop linked below. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you learned something.